Father, the words are so true. When we look back and we just see your incredible goodness, as you shared with us last Sunday about this grace of yours. And we want to thank you, Father, because we are the evidence of your grace, and we just honor you. This love that you have for us is so big, so wide, so deep, so high. And by your Holy Spirit, we're able to know you, and we thank you. Father, thank you again for today. Thank you for what you're about to share and the power of your truth and the incredible substance of your word. And we receive it and thank you for it today. Amen. Amen. We're busy with really pressing into understanding the reality of this faith that God has given to us. And over the period of time, we've recognized the difference between a religious faith, a human faith, demonic faith, and really beginning to recognize and understand this incredible faith that God has given to you and I, and how to walk in it, how to live by faith on a daily basis. And so we've been spending a lot of time going through some of the teachings of our Lord Jesus concerning faith. And throughout the scriptures, we've been having a look at that. And today we want to look at another aspect to that. The Word of God is incredible. Remember, faith comes from hearing. The Word of God. It was Thursday evening, I'm busy meditating on the parable of the sower and just meditating on God speaking to us. And we have no idea how privileged and how awesome it is. When God, you see, when He spoke in creation, His words, there was creation. And yet He speaks to you and I. Powerful. And it was fascinating when I saw the words of God coming out of His mouth and came into me. And could see creation. And you know what my experience was? His fatherhood. His fatherhood. And you realize there that at creation, God has imparted, released creation, has made this creation so that we could know Him as Father. And that's why you love farming, because it's a fatherhood that God is revealing through creation. That's why people like hiking and going on looking at nature, things like that. And that's why God hasn't left man without a testimony of all creation declares His glory. You see? And so, this Word of God, when He speaks to you and I, as He communicates to you and I, it's not just words. It's full of substance. It's Himself. It's so powerful. And this morning, as we look at the parable of the sower, I want to emphasize an aspect of something so big, so beautiful that our Father is inviting us into to be able to truly experience more and more of this incredible life that we have in His Son, Jesus Christ, and to know this life. First of all, when Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus, remember when in John chapter 3, when he comes and he asks Jesus some questions and etc., and you must be a good teacher because you come from God and you're doing all these signs and miracles, etc., so God is with you. And Jesus replied in John 3 verse 3, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. And I believe today the Holy Spirit wants to begin to unlock a reality of what this means and to be able to take us on a most amazing walk with him to experience the ongoing fullness of this truth that Jesus is communicating out to Nicodemus and to all of mankind. And then we see here that Jesus continues, or because Nicodemus says, but how can a man be born again when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. And Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it was everyone born of the Spirit. And then Nicodemus asks a very important question, and he says, but how can this be? Nicodemus asked. Now notice Jesus' answer here, because this is crucial in understanding the parable of the sower. See, Jesus then says, you are Israel's teacher, educated man. He's got education, he understands what he studied. He's got wisdom in what he has studied. He's got knowledge. And Jesus says, you are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and you do not understand these things. Important. I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know. See, so Jesus is unlocking something here, he's sharing something here that is so, so crucial in understanding the parable of the sower and understanding the reality of the kingdom and the secrets of the kingdom. Because the natural mind, the educational mind with the wisdom of mankind is earthbound and it cannot understand the spiritual truths that Jesus says, I've come from the spiritual realm. I'm telling you what I know. No man can understand that. Okay? And so Jesus carries on, I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know and what we testify, what we have seen. Unless you are born of the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So Jesus is speaking about something dealing with the spiritual realms, dealing with spiritual truths that the natural mind, the natural ears, the natural eyesight, the natural man cannot comprehend and understand. You've got to be born by the Spirit. You've got to understand it from the Spirit. The Spirit speaks. My words are spirit and truth and life, he says, Jesus. And he carries on, yeah, I have spoken to you of earthly things. And you do not believe it. So Jesus used earthly parables to describe spiritual realities, but they did not get it. Okay? How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven. That's why in John chapter 1 verse 14, grace and truth has come through Jesus Christ. Very important. No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. This God quality, never-ending life. And then, for God so loved the world that he gave his Son, his one and only Son, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And then he carries on a well-known portion of scripture there. So here we see a fundamental truth that a learned man's coming to Jesus and Jesus says you need to be born again. And he just, imagine this educated man's mind trying to figure this out. He must be born again. We've got scripture and we've got hindsight, but imagine trying to figure this out. How are you going to get born again? Trying to, with a scientific way and all kinds of things. And when we started to speak about this kingdom of God, which is the spiritual realm, we have to realize that we are totally dependent on the Holy Spirit to share with us spiritual truths. We cannot figure it out with our minds. This is why grace and truth through Jesus Christ is so crucial. This is why faith that God gives to you and I, this is why it's Father who draws us to himself all the time. It's an act of God. It's his involvement for man up with us here on this earth. So we are realizing here that when Jesus starts to teach about the parable of the sower, there's something very important that he is unlocking. Why aren't people able to understand? Why does the enemy steal the word of God from the heart of man? Why does it take such a long time for it to be able to produce the fruit, to bring forth the harvest? And when we start to realize, yeah, that we're speaking a spiritual truth and our mind can be so contaminated in trying to figure it out in the natural that it's very hard to simply by faith receive and start to get understanding and wisdom and insight that the Holy Spirit gives, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And so we miss out, we lose out of the manifestation and this abundant life that it comes through as God speaks into our lives, that we may have this God quality of life and living that we're missing out because we don't understand how to guard and to protect what God has deposited within us. Paul writes to Timothy. He says in 1 Timothy 6, he says there now, guard, watch over, guard that which has been entrusted within you. Keep the faith. Fight the good fight of faith. So how are we going to learn? How are we going to get taught this morning by our Father how to protect, how to guard, how to watch over the word, the seed that he has spoken into our hearts, that we don't lose it. It's not stolen by the enemy. It doesn't get strangled, but it produces the fruit. And that's why this morning is a very important morning, because he's going to teach us how to look after what he has spoken into our hearts, that it's not wasted. So that we experience the incredible fatherhood of God as he speaks to you and I, knowing that every word that he shares is coming from his fatherhood as for our good. It's powerful, it's full of life, and it's enabling us to know him and his Son and the Holy Spirit and this incredible family of God. So let's go to Matthew chapter 13. The same day, verse 1, Jesus went out of the house and sat by a lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, using earthly illustrations, but they still could not understand, as Jesus says in John chapter 3, verse Because only by the Spirit you will understand what I'm saying, he says to Nicodemus. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. Very important. He who has ears, let him hear. The natural ear cannot hear something about Jesus speaking to Nicodemus. To enable to hear spiritual truth, we need the Holy Spirit to be able to communicate to us, to our spirit man. So he carries on and he speaks about this, and the disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in parables? Now this is crucial, he said. He replied, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you. The knowledge, we'll get into that now, of the secrets, the hidden things that are hidden about this incredible kingdom of God has been given. Important, every word is so crucial for you and I to realize this incredible grace of God. What he has given to you and I as believers. He has given us knowledge of this incredible kingdom of his, which is a spiritual reality, so that we can receive it and live in the reality here on earth of this incredible spiritual kingdom of God. And he has given it to us. What a privilege. Can you see why it's so important as he speaks to take it and to work with it in order to get not only the knowledge, but we need also the understanding so that we can have the wisdom how to live so that we can see in the kingdom of God. Very important what Jesus is saying, and he says over here, has been given to you and not to them. Whoever has will be given more. What a promise. Every promise of God is a yes and amen in his son Jesus Christ. And it's in him we receive by faith the reality of these promises. Whoever has will be given more and he will have an abundance. How are we going to see in the kingdom of God? We'll get there. Whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Unless you are born by the Holy Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. All the time. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their ears, and hear with their ears, understand with their hearts and turn and I would heal them. So here you see that Jesus is giving them an amazing truth. This is what they've done. But the moment they begin to hear what I'm saying, I will heal them. So there's no lost cause. Not at all. He's willing to heal, he's willing to come through and to save them. But then he carries on, but blessed are your eyes because they see. And your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears a message about the kingdom and does not understand it, important word here, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in the heart. No understanding, because the heart is hard, the heart is not teachable. It's an unteachable heart. The word here is fat. It's been covered. So we notice over there that when God speaks, the word, which is what we're speaking about here in seed form, and remember, when we're speaking about the secrets of the kingdom and we're speaking about the kingdom realm, one of the things we've got to understand that very, very often Jesus is sharing with us a truth about the kingdom, about starting off as a seed in our hearts, first of all, and it grows. Daniel 2, when God gave Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, the dream of his kingdom and the kingdoms that will follow. And in this dream, there was this mountain, and out of the mountain, this rock was cut out, not by human hands. And it grew bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually it filled the whole earth, started off small, and it expanded all the time. Jesus would speak about the reality of the kingdom using seed, the mustard seed, using yeast, expanding. So here's something very important for us to understand, because we'll start to realize why it's so important for us to guard what God has deposited within us. That seed, that secret that the Holy Spirit has made known to you and I. It might just be one aspect of truth that the Holy Spirit is now sharing with us in whatever way He's sharing with you and I. That one part of that seed opens up and an abundance of revelation, because we've used that one seed wisely. We have received it. And if we don't understand this, what we have received, the truth, the secret of the kingdom, the spiritual reality of God's incredible kingdom that the Holy Spirit has made known to you, now if we don't take it in and we don't watch over it, it gets removed. And how many believers will come and say, we don't know the will of God, we don't know the will of God, we don't know the will of God. Why? Because they have not used what God has given to them. It's been stolen. And this is why this is a serious word from our Father, to help us to be able to really live in the fullness of what the blood of Christ has done in redeeming us and bringing us into a kingdom of His Son Jesus Christ, in whom He loves. To be able to live as children of light, to be able to be involved as king and priest, to be able to rule and reign. All these incredible truths that the Word of God speaks to you and I about. But if we are not learning how to guard and to take what has been entrusted into our hearts, a seed of truth, it's going to be strangled, it's going to be stolen by the devil, it's going to be suffocated, and it's never going to produce the fruit. And this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, as you abide in me, and bear fruit. And we pray, our Father, hallowed be your name. We want our Father to be glorified as children of God. So he's helping us to know how to do it and to be involved in something very, very awesome so that he is truly glorified. And then he carries on, and we know the parable of the sower, but do not understand it. And the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in the heart. And this is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on the rocky place is a man who hears the word, at once receive it with joy. But since it has no roots, I don't know about you, but there's you all know better than I do. They say the average time for a root to start to be established in a seed is about 2 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks kind of thing. It's not instant. And yet we as believers, we are God and we want instant fruit. Yeah. What are we going to do while that root is being developed to be rooted in Christ Jesus? What are we going to be doing? Are we going to guard? Are we going to watch over it? Or are we going to let it be stolen? See, these are the things that are important questions for us to make us very aware of when God speaks. Oh, we must value that. And he carries on and he says, when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness. That word deceitfulness is it's an illusion. It's a deception. It's portraying something that's not real of wealth. Choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who receives the seed that fell on the good soil, a teachable heart, is a man who hears the word and understands it. The one who hears the word does not understand it, the devil comes and snatches it away. The one who hears the word and understands it produces the fruit. Important. He produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times that was sown. Now I want to carry on because in Luke chapter 8, where it's again with a parable, Jesus doesn't stop with this parable. He carries on. It's the same lesson, but using the seed and then the other one using the lamp. Same message. And very often we stop at the parable of the sower with the seed. We don't carry on to look at what he's saying about the light. Because it's the same message. He hasn't stopped the message yet. Okay, so in Luke chapter 8, no one, he just now spoke about the hundredfold, etc. No one lights a lamp and then hides it, or covering it over, or putting it where no one sees its light. So now he's referring to the word of God being light. It's being this lamp that has now been deposited in our hearts. Okay? Where no one sees its light. No. He places the lamp on a lampstand so that others benefit from its brightness. Because this revelation lamp now shines within you, nothing will be hidden from you. It will be all revealed. Every secret of the kingdom will be unveiled and out in the open, made known by the revelation light. Those who receive, more will be given. There's a never-ending revelation that the Spirit of God wants to give to you and I concerning Jesus Christ and the Father, the reality of the kingdom, for us who receive the one seed and uses it wisely. gets understanding and the wisdom, more will be given. Every secret of the kingdom will be unveiled and out in the open, made known by the revelation light. So pay careful attention to your hearts as you listen to my teaching. For those who have open hearts, even more revelation will be given to them until it overflows. And for those who do not listen with an open heart, teachable heart, what little they imagine themselves to have will be taken away. Powerful. Powerful. And that is why it's so easy for a believer to backslide. Simply because of this truth. See, this is going to be very helpful, not only for our lives, but as you and I disciple, as you and I involved with the Great Commission, people are going to get born again and wow, 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 it's fantastic. But they don't know how to watch over and to guard that which has been entrusted in them. The devil will come and steal, otherwise they will be a fruitful, unfruitful believer. God said through Psalm 119, David is writing, the word is a lamp unto my feet. How do we see in the kingdom? How do we live in this dark world but being in the kingdom of light? How do we navigate today through today's life into tomorrow? How do we walk as a child of God when all around us is this natural world but we're in a kingdom? Well, he has an answer. The word is a lamp. The secret of the kingdom of God is the word is a lamp. And that is why, as the Holy Spirit reveals to you and I a truth from the heart of God, that is a lamp for you and I to be able to see how to walk in the kingdom, how to live in the kingdom, how to operate in the kingdom. Because we have a spiritual truth. It's a lamp showing us the way, how to walk, how to live. See, many times when we read some of these things and we see the word see, we might have a first of all, oh, that's only for the prophetic people. They are the ones that see in the spiritual realm, etc. It's not for us. No. All believers, all of us, unless we are born by the Spirit, we cannot see. All believers. And the very foundational truth about seeing is knowing that it's the Word of God that is a light unto our feet. Jesus is speaking about the reality of this Word being the revelational light that shines into our hearts so that we can know the ways of the kingdom, how to live in the ways of the kingdom, the secrets of the kingdom. But we need then not only to know or get information, we need to have understanding. And that's crucial. It's one thing having facts, it's one thing reading, it's one thing the Holy Spirit giving us a revelation. But if we don't get understanding, we are unfruitful or it gets removed. Because understanding is taking the revelation that the Holy Spirit has revealed and spending the time to be able to get understanding on how this works. You can't just, oh God, you are so, so good. You know, this is faith, etc. And that we have to spend time to get understanding how faith actually works. We've got to test it out. We've got to walk on the water. We've got to try things so that at the end of the day, we're starting to realize, but now I'm getting understanding. I don't just have the information about something, about the Word of God, but now I've tested it out. I've tried it out. And this is how it works in this situation. This is how it works in this situation. For you guys in the factory, you know what it's like. It could be a problem with a with some machine, and the new person over there will be battling, because they've got the knowledge. But then the old Toppy would come in there and just listen. He said, I know what's wrong. He's got wisdom, because he's not only has the knowledge, he understands how it sounds, he understands the rhythm, he understands the vibrations, he understands the atmosphere, he understands these things. And therefore, now with the understanding, he knows the application, he knows the answer. That's the wisdom. The same with the Word of God. For you and I to become wise in the ways of God is not just the revelation, but it's now for us to be able to work with that revelation and get to understanding how it works. We'll make mistakes. We experiment. We try things out. We learn. We learn from one another. And as we are learning from one another, as we're trying out these things, as we're walking on water, as we're testing these things out, sometimes we're going to fall flat down. But we're not going to let that stop us from becoming fruitful. So as we're going through understanding about faith, for instance, we're going to be facing trials, we're going to be facing situations, there's going to be these monsters of emotions and the monsters of despair and all kinds of circumstances are going to try and stop. But we're going to get wisdom in all of this. We're going to get understanding. This faith, how does it work in this given situation that I'm facing right now? And we're going to press through. And eventually what happens, this is how, wow God, this is how it's starting to work. This is what you're showing. This is now. Now we've got wisdom. Because now we know how to walk into day-to-day life. Using this secret of the kingdom. How to use it. Now I can see my way forwards. I'm not going to be stumbling over this now. I can see the obstacle. It's not an obstacle anymore. I've learned. I've got wisdom now. So there's a lot that we are, what can I say? We are not called just to be Christians with knowledge. We are wise builders, the wise people build on the rock. So when things happen, they can say, these believers are wise. They've got something that we don't have. Our lives are collapsing, but look at these believers. They know how to go through difficulties in life. They know through that storm, somehow they've got wisdom to be able to help and to be able to be a blessing to all of us, because we don't have what they have. They're now ready for the gospel. So as children of light, we live as children of light. We're in the kingdom of light, and let our light shine. That revelation that we're speaking about here in Matthew and in Luke. So there's a process. How do we watch over? Well, we've got revelation, so we've got the knowledge of the secret of the kingdom, whatever that truth may be. Now we're at the place where we're getting the understanding. We're retaining it. Now that we're getting understanding, now we start to have the wisdom. And it's this place of the wisdom that we start to bear much fruit. Because now we know how to apply and how to work and what this revelational truth is all about. And we're now able to use it to touch and to bring glory to the Father. Wisdom. It's fascinating when Jesus says over here, more will be given to you. Let's look at as we close, a few more scriptures here. 1 Corinthians chapter you've heard me share this many times, when God showed me, when I was asking him, what's the solution for South Africa? And he said to me, it's Jesus Christ. It's my son, Jesus Christ. It's who he is, what he has done on his death, his resurrection, his glorification. He is the answer. Revelation. But understanding. I'm still getting more understanding of that. Because I need wisdom to be able to appropriate that more and more for the nation of South Africa. And so here we see when Paul is writing about the wisdom of man and those things. He says here in verse 24, "But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jew and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength." And then in verse 30, "It is because of him that we are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God." So if we look at the wisdom of God, we start to realize we're looking at knowledge, we're looking at understanding, so we're looking at the all-knowingness of God. God has all the knowledge. He has he knows it all. Look at creation. We're still trying to discover stuff. God spoke it. So we know that our Almighty God is all-knowing. But also our God is all-understanding. Only our God has full understanding of everything in life. So we have the all-knowing God, the all-understanding God. And all of that is now expressed and revealed through His Son, Jesus Christ, who has become for us the wisdom of God. Huge. He is the answer for our nation, for our lives. Christ is the wisdom of God. In Christ, all the treasures. Let's look at that. Let's go to, let me go to another scripture quickly and then we go to something else. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4 again. "My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power." Colossians chapter 2. Listen to this incredible, powerful kingdom secret. Here we have Paul is speaking about the wisdom of God again in this year. And then he says over here in verse 1, "I want you to know how much I'm struggling for you and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not met me personally. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you with fine-sounding arguments." And he carries on. So here we see that Jesus Christ is God's treasure storehouse. And in him is all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the understanding. And we read an amazing scripture, "In him we live and move and have our being." But do we have understanding of that? And how to live and have the wisdom now of these scriptures. So when Jesus says now that all the treasures, as Paul writing about the revelation that he has of Christ Jesus, that all of God's treasures of wisdom and understanding is in His Son, Jesus Christ. The all-knowingness of God, the all-understanding of God is all in His Son, Jesus. And Jesus is the one who now is the wisdom, so He applies all the all-knowingness of God and all the incredible understanding of our Heavenly Father. Jesus applies it. He makes it known. He manifests the wisdom of God for you and I. And the Holy Spirit takes from what is Jesus and makes it known to you and I. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And that's why Paul prays, Father, give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that they may know You. By faith we receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. By faith today we thank You, Holy Spirit. You've given me revelation, but I don't have understanding yet. You know, Jesus, Luke chapter 2, listen to this, Luke chapter 2, the Word of God says that Jesus grew in wisdom with God and with man. Fascinating, in John chapter 8, where Jesus is speaking, and He says something very, very profound, because He's saying, but you guys don't understand what I'm saying, because I'm speaking spiritual truths, it's secrets of the kingdom. And Jesus says, listen, I only teach you and I only share with you, and He says, what My Father has taught me. The Father taught His Son Jesus. He didn't just get it, He grew in it. The Father was teaching Jesus. So how many years before Jesus was involved in His public ministry was the Father with His Son teaching Him about the ways and the kingdom, etc., etc.? And then He goes on and He says to them, because He's speaking about the faith of Abraham, and about knowing the truth, holding on to the truth, understanding the truth. It's not just getting the information of the truth, but it's those that have the understanding, those who hold on to it, those who know this truth, discover it sets free. And then they're saying, but we are Abraham's children. And Jesus says, you're not Abraham's children. You're children of the devil. Because he has been a liar from the very beginning. And he's the father of lies. Why does the devil want to steal the word that comes out of our Heavenly Father? He does not want us, because he's the father of lies, is Satan. And he doesn't want us to know the Father of truth. And if we don't get understanding, we will always believe the father of lies. And we will miss out living in the reality of truth from our Heavenly Father. And we will believe the junk that we believe and follow and get so messed up in life, instead of what the Father has said by the Spirit, because He's given us a kingdom truth that we've nurtured, we've taken in, we've got understanding. And therefore now we have wisdom. No matter what happens in the storms of life, we've got the wisdom of God to be able to navigate and go through. We're able to see a way, because we're in a kingdom. Who has overcome the world? You see, us as children of God by our faith. So we have an exciting tomorrow. God will give us more and more revelation so that we can see the reality of the kingdom of God. And the more we take hold of what He is sharing with the Word, and we meditate on that, the more the eyes of the heart is opened. And you will be able to find, wow, this is much more than just the knowledge now. Now I'm starting to see far more in the reality of the spiritual realm than what I've ever seen before. It's never ending. Amen. Father, we want to thank you that you share and you speak to us. Jesus, we can have time of just celebrating what you did with your body and your blood and redeeming us and taking us out of the dominion of darkness and bringing us into this incredible kingdom of yours, this kingdom of light, the kingdom of your Father, of your Son, Jesus Christ. We want to thank you how you've rescued us from darkness. What a privilege to know, Lord Jesus, that because of what you have done, we are no longer been taken captive by the enemy. We are no longer slaves to sin. We want to thank you for this incredible life of yours. And so this morning as we celebrate with you, Jesus, oh Father, we're here to celebrate with such grateful hearts and give you such praise and thankfulness. So that we, because we can know you and how you share with us, and you wanted to give us so incredible insights to your kingdom and your way you do things and your presence and your glory. And there's so much about your kingdom that we don't understand, but you wanted to make it known to us. So we celebrate with you, Father, based on what your Son has done. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the way that you are with us here. You're opening it up. You're making Jesus and the Father so real. You're making eating together with the family of God is so, so real. And it's not just something, but it's the reality of just feasting together and celebrating life together for what you have done, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Lord, we can just say that because, wow, we so value what you have done. So thank you, Lord Jesus, that you share. Thank you that you taught the disciples truths that are helping us today. We want to thank you that your word is like a seed. We want to thank you that there's a grace involved to be able to take and to watch over what you've entrusted to us. We want to thank you for you helping us not just to get revelation, but also to press beyond that to get understanding so that that word is not strangled. But now it starts to get settled deep within us. And we want to thank you that the fruit of wisdom is the manifestation of this word. And we want to thank you for that. Lord, we want the fruits to just display your wisdom wherever we go. And so we receive this morning everything that you have imparted into us so that again we can live a life that just brings you honor and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.